The Hard Work Works fitness app. Overcome the holiday weight gain and get on track with your own personal trainer right at your fingertips.
The Hard Work Works fitness app works for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. So what's included? You get over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. You also get access to a nutrition guide to keep you on track during the holiday season. All this for only $10 a month.
There's a special offer for Gear Freaks listeners. Use promo code STUPID.
Stupid?
Stupid.
And get December free.
The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Happiness is a choice we make. You can wake up and say, oh, I can't believe it's so cold. Or you can say, oh wow, this is a great opportunity for me to try out my new sweater. No one can be consistently positive, but why don't I make the choice that makes you feel better rather than the one that drags you down? Thank you, Miranda Kerr. This is Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. As Aziz Ansari's character on Parks and Rec regularly said, treat yourself. Last week we discussed gifts for the gear freak in your life. There's no rules against buying yourself a little something for Christmas. Man. You know what I mean? What if you neglect the gear freak in your life and you just leave him hanging?
Yeah.
That's when it helps to have a hookup. And you can just gear freak yourself out and you know, go ape, which is what we're gonna do here today because it's sweater day.
Yes.
Dude, I've looked forward to this for so long.
Oh my God, man.
So long.
When you came to me with, hey man, I might know a guy. Immediately you sent me the sights.
Yes.
And we spent hours.
Yep.
Days. I lost nights.
Yes.
Trying to choose which sweaters I was going to get.
The process.
The process was amazing. And we talked about which ones we chose, but we figured the way this show goes, it doesn't make any sense for us to just start rocking them, like to wear them.
Right, right. So I went kind of asshole. I showed up to your house today in one.
But you have two more to do. So.
I do. And it was like, okay, so, you know, got the tip. Shout out to my guy, Jason Blair, who his brother owns Brothers Pizza out in Virginia Beach. My buddy Jason used to be part owner. Shout out to them and what they built. Great product out there. Support them. Support local. So he's got a guy, and I had to get you in on it. And when he ended up yesterday coming to me and going, hey, the sweaters are here. Dude, it was like I didn't feel that way on Christmas morning when I was like six, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Six, maybe you don't have the concept down yet. However old you are when you get like geeked up, you know, and you can't sleep and you're up watching the Hawaii Bowl game, you know, yeah, at 3 a.m. and shit. I was really geared up and I texted you like, okay, so they're here. Do you want picks? Because show up to work this morning and, you know, the whole crew had put an order in.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there this morning and there's, you know, everybody's purchases is on their respective desk. And your boy walk in and there's just a stack of sweater on your boy's desk. And I was immediately at half mast. I'm like, yo.
The happiness.
Oh, it was so great. I'm like, well, do you want to pick, man? Or like, do you want to do? And you opted for the live reveal.
Well, yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I fucked up and was like, I'm going to just wear one to be a dick.
No.
So, but yeah, I am currently rocking the San Jose Sharks Erik Karlsson jersey. If you're watching live, you can see it. That was one of my choices. We have talked ad nauseum about the Sharks gear on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's the teal is in the logo.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, man.
I mean, of the three, that one seems like the likely one to do. And it's also the exact one that one of the ones I was hung up on.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be number three, but it was a finalist for sure.
Dude, that is the hardest part about doing this because the way it works. And I remember like you and I were sending back and forth screen grabs all
I'm
day.
I'm telling you guys, weeks of
it,
this.
It was a marathon, but it was enjoyable because it was like, man, you have to make like you have to make sacrifices. You have to make hard decisions because you want to go ape.
Yeah.
You want to.
You want to get like five.
Yeah, man. At least. Like we got families and the wives, like, you know, nobody's trying to sleep on the couch here over a sweater.
No.
You know? At least it's not that serious. It's serious, but maybe not that real. So you had to make the tough cuts. And man, one of the ones that I cut was one that you ended up getting.
Yeah.
And the first thing I saw when I walked into said sack of sweater this morning was that one sticking out. And I just went, oh, man.
Immediate regret.
Why can't Justin be fat like me? Why can't we wear the same size? Sorry, bro. They didn't get your sweater in.
Well, damn.
No, I wouldn't do that to you, man. But yeah, it was a lot of tough cuts, dude. A lot. Because we could choose from all sports, current throwbacks, the whole nine, dude.
A Ray Allen jersey, didn't he?
He got a Ray Allen UConn. He also got Alex Verdugo for the Red Sox, who was a prospect.
Oh.
Young guy. So apparently going, I guess a quasi-custom route is a thing.
Oh.
Reverse retros apparently also may be a deal, is what I found out this morning.
Oh, my God.
They apparently updated because when I found this out, I immediately was like, okay, I have to refresh the link just because I'm a child. And they already had like the new, the updated modern version of the Brooklyn Nets back when they were the New Jersey Nets, the Kenny Andersons. They had like a tile with those up there. And I'm like, okay, if they're there, we got more sweater on the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just wait. Let's wait until tax time and then
get another two or
three.
Ted
DiBiase out this motherfucker, man. It's on, dude. It is on.
I can't describe the feeling because I kind of put it out of my mind.
Like, yeah.
Because we had kind of hoped that they were going to get here last week.
Right.
Pre-Thanksgiving. We were like, you know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, dude.
We came up with gifts for Gear Freak on the fly.
Yes.
And it worked out.
Absolutely.
This way almost perfectly.
Yep.
And so I was like, you know what? If we have them this week, cool. If not, we've got something else we can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Then you texted me. And it took everything in me to not just go, yes, send me the picture. I want to see. Because patience is not one of my best virtues.
Same, man. And I wanted to give you the option. I think you made the right call, though. I think you did. Because when you were like, no, let's do it live on the pod. I'm like, okay, which is good for live reaction. Mm-hmm. And I looked forward genuinely all day to like, yo, Justin's face when he sees these. Like, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it, for real.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, new sweater.
New sweater
this
day,
this doesn't
dude.
Happen very often,
no.
Dude.
These are my second and third sweaters of all time.
They do not disappoint. I wanted to take liberties and take them out of the packaging they come in, but I can't refold them. Like, I would never really do that to your shit, but yeah, man.
The thought crossed your mind.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of yours...
There's Rob's Ray Allen jersey.
There, yeah.
What is that?
I did not know there was a design on the back, because see, where the way they come is, and you'll see when we get to the live unwrapping of the gear... The way they come, and this is probably the only reason I didn't, not really the only reason, I'm playing it up, but there's no way if I wanted to hypothetically open yours and be a dick, I'd be able to fold it the way that these people folded it and put it back in there. Because the way they come folded, they have, you see like the last name and the number on the back. They're folded impeccably neat. Like OCD in me wants to be like, hey, can you send me a clip?
Let me see
or
that.
Or a machine or however you do this.
Yeah.
I need for like...
Everything.
For my house.
Yes.
You know, because I just get impatient and throw socks everywhere in a drawer. But the UConn one Rob got was folded the other way to where the UConn and the 34 was on the outside. So you can just see the front. I did not know until he sent the pic that there was design on the back, but...
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know.
Rob seems to be happy with it, though.
I mean, it's definitely different. I just didn't know... I don't remember... if that's like a thing that UConn did or not. So I'd be curious to know like the significance of it, or if it's one of those deals that, you know, I've noticed like fashion, they try and combine fashion with a jersey or whatever the case may be. If it's that's one of those deals. I'm not the biggest college basketball guy on the planet, so these very well may could have been something that UConn wore regularly, and I would not know. I know Nova's gear.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, like, I couldn't tell you what teams are wearing now. You know, I have an idea.
I saw recently the Tribe's gear because somebody came down with COVID on William & Mary.
Mm.
So, like, they had to shut it down.
Yeah.
So I saw that, and Virginia Tech is playing well. So I saw
they beat
their
Nova,
gear.
Bastards.
but that's all I've seen current gear. I can guess what UNC and Duke look
right,
like.
Right, right. Yeah, the Blue Bloods.
And
the Blue
Kentucky
Bloods.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably hasn't changed much. But I think it's time, man.
Let's reveal, man.
Okay, so.
How do you want to do this? Do you want to go first? Or
how are these stacked?
Okay, so I've got, if I remember correctly, live ASMR kids, or whatever the kids call it, live bag ripping here momentarily. Okay, so I have got... Okay, I'm dumb as fuck. I put my two on top, your two on the bottom.
So just go. Just go on top.
You want to do that way? Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm going to rip these suckers open.
It's like
open.
Christmas time.
It is. I even brought a bag so I can like throw mine in a bag and bring it back home and the blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's get this fucker out of the way first. The only non-hockey one that is here is I bought. I'm going to set these there first. Your boy... made it 32 years before he got his first Penn State football jersey.
Ah.
I had to go with, which is weird because if you see kids, last name, Trace McSorley, number 9, my guy, Penn State typically does not have the last names on the back of the jerseys. So that's kind of like, oh, that's weird, but it's not a bad, like, I kind of like it. So this is, again, I have not clearly opened these yet. Okay.
Ooh.
It's got the Big Ten logo up there.
Oh, yeah.
The Penn State. You know, the lion there at the neck. It's got the "we are" at the back of the neck.
Oh, nice.
I am in. I will wear this on Saturday when Penn State probably fucking loses.
Not a good year for you.
Man, it's not a good year for any of my fucking teams, bro. We all suck. That's why I drink so much. But I am into it, man. I like it. You know, I like I said, I've made it this long. There you go. If you want
to
feel it,
this.
Give it a feeler.
Ooh.
It feels good, man. Feels good.
Yeah.
Might not wear anything underneath it there. Just straight hairy chest up against Trace McSorley's name.
That's quality.
I have never, I've never owned a college football jersey. Like, I've got Penn State gear. I just don't. It's like T-shirts and
God,
shit.
It's such a good looking. A good looking jersey.
Isn't it?
I can take or leave the last name since only because they don't.
Yes,
do
exactly.
It.
Like, but I'm okay with it. And the only reason being is because. I will know live burp. I'm good for one of those a week. I would know who a Penn State number 9 jersey is intended to be. Random guy who kind of quasi knows college football standing in line behind me at Wawa when I'm trying to buy a turkey bowl and heaters may not know.
Yeah.
This gives him an idea. So there's that. I had to go the odd way and get a non-hockey sweater because I saw this one. And this was a last-minute purchase. I was going to go the Carlson I have on and the one I'm about to pull out now. But I saw that last minute, and I was like, oh, man. Like, I can't not go that route. So this one.
Hold up. Rob says it's a thing UConn has done for years. For the life of me, he doesn't know why.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it's a – but if it's a thing, then it's –
makes it much more acceptable. It's not random.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we're going to combine UConn and Nicki Minaj. It's a matchup or whatever they do.
I still don't love it, but...
It's just I'm curious what the designs are...
What's it supposed to mean?
The
they're the Huskies. Like, I don't... And they're in Connecticut, so like...
I'm trying to tell... I'm going to have to... I need to see that jersey in person, Bert, because I'm trying to tell kind of what it is. It's definitely different. If it's something they've done, then, you know, there's significance to...
Yeah, forgivable then.
Yeah, it's
I
just
don't
like...
hate it.
Right, it's, you know, McSorley the last name on Penn State, even though it doesn't typically happen. So, okay, before we get to the big reveal, which is your two are the main event of the evening, 100%. I've looked forward to this shit all day, genuinely. this was the controversial one we did our top 10 that I put on my top 5. So,
We pissed Rob off. He's out.
Rob said, fuck you guys. I'm leaving. I am very curious to see this one. So it's a Vladimir Tarasenko St. Louis Blues alternate in the style of the Gretzky angled stripes and horn, goofy 90s orgy in a sweater, St. Louis Blues sweater. So let's see. Oh, those shoulder patches.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. I love that logo, dude.
You got yourself another A?
I do have another A. The bonus letter. It's weird because I'm aware that Erik Karlsson's an alternate captain for the Sharks. I just did not know until I looked at the camera feed here and I was like, oh, A on the chest. Good job, dumbass, for not seeing it, even though you've been wearing it for over an hour now. I dig it, man.
That's a good looking sweater.
This sweater is not for everybody, man. It's not, admittedly. I don't see everybody.
It is still 90s as fuck.
Oh, it is, absolutely. I don't see everybody getting like geared up to be like, yeah, give me one of those. I'm very, very glad that the shoulder patches are there. They are a must.
These patches are top notch.
They're so good, dude. The shoulder patches make that sweater to me. I think if they're not there, it's not as good. It's still okay, but it's like we talked about on the reverse retro episode where the Blues took this sweater and they flipped it to where it's predominantly red. It just doesn't look the same. It mm-hmm. doesn't at all. You've got to have. You can't be the Blues and be predominantly red. So, I had to go with that one because that was my goofy top five pick. Now,
so it looks way better in person than any picture I've ever seen, first of all.
Right.
I have to give it that kind of credit.
Yeah.
Especially the front, like you said, the patches.
Yes.
Really
dude.
Sell it.
Yeah.
I have a bigger problem with the slanted numbers in person than I do.
I know, dude. Because the 9 is noticeably smaller than uh-huh. the 1. That 1 is stretched the fuck out.
Yeah.
They want you to know that 1 is there in the 91 for Vladimir Tarasenko. The 9 looks kind of shoved in there.
The nameplate, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
dude.
That was like the first thing I noticed was like just how clean that looks.
Yeah,
I know that's a weird thing to point out.
No,
but.
And even like the collar. I like the collar. I like the different colors and everything else. I also love the metallic and NHL shield. I know that's like a weird probably thing to get like geeked out over, but that's the way my mind works. I'm like a child. So do you want to get to yours? Because I am almost as excited as you probably are.
Let's do it.
Which one do you want first?
Whatever one's on top.
Okay.
I don't know which way you got them.
Okay.
I got it.
Because I got two Hall of Famers here coming
up. You've got the golden ones. Now, should I, for a big reveal, should I hand it to you under the table?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
Don't look.
I had to see where it was. I got it.
Okay.
All right. Oh. All right. So, first of all, if you're listening to this in post after it's recorded, just know, be on Discord.
Yeah.
And you can come see us do the show live or listen to it live.
Yep.
Every week.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
The GOAT.
It has happened.
The GOAT. You've got one, brother.
I've got a Marty Brodeur.
You have one now. It's so nice, dude.
I've been a Devils fan since like 92. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I haven't even opened it yet.
We haven't seen the whole thing yet. That was the one for me when I went in and the five were stacked up.
Yeah.
McSorley was on top. I think it was McSorley, Tarasenko, Brodeur, Gretzky, Karlsson. I think if I remember correctly, but that red immediately jumped out to me.
Look at the name.
Immediately.
Plate.
Yep.
I love the red behind
black
the name.
Outline, dude.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh,
it's
my
so
God.
Good.
Okay.
Open it up, man. Hell yeah.
12. I was 12 when I became a Devs fan.
Marty Brodeur was, I think, in his second year then, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's even got the green.
Oh, dude. The cup years.
Oh.
Inside of the neck.
Oh,
dude.
It's happened.
Dude.
Oh, my
God. That That logo is so damn good.
Oh my God, everything about this thing.
You have to put it on, man.
That's why I wore this.
You gotta put it on. You have to. That actually thing is so good.
Here, you want to dissect before I put it on?
Yeah, yeah. I'll fondle it. Gladly, I will fondle your Marty Brodeur jersey because this is the one that was like one of my alternates, and I was like, and you don't see like these little details, dude. The collar right there. That is so cool that it has the cup years in it.
That is amazing.
My God,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. It's that God, that logo. Okay, I don't want to. It's your time, man.
Yes,
you got to put it on. There are tags on the sleeve, so I don't know if we have anything to cut them with, or if you just want to just go raw in there and just go with the tags anyway. So Justin is throwing on the Marty Brodeur sweater right now, and that thing looks absolutely amazing, dude. That red and the black on the shoulders, that thing looks awesome, dude. That thing looks awesome.
Oh my God.
It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good. It looks good. It looks good, man.
Dude,
it looks damn good.
I'm so happy right now.
It looks so good, dude.
Oh my God.
It really does. That thing looks fucking amazing, dude.
It's happened.
It looks so good.
I have a Marty Brodeur jersey.
You have one. He's the best goalie of all time. I'll argue that with anybody. It's not even debatable.
Look, man, not to be Homer, but this is the best jersey in hockey.
It's definitely Rushmore. It's definitely Rushmore. I agree.
And it's on me right now.
It is. It is, dude.
Yes!
It is. That thing is fucking badass, bro. That looks good.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't talk myself out of Marty. There was a brief second.
I was going to talk you into Marty if you were like, no, I'm going to go elsewhere. I was going to be like, hey, man, like, are you sure?
Because, like,
are you sure? Because that was the one I felt like you had to
have
get.
Have to.
As a Devs
fan.
Like I said,
I mean, it's been so long. I've been a fan for so long, and I have nothing to show. Like, this is the only team that's been any good pretty much ever.
Because of him.
Because of
Marty, dude.
And
how's it feel, man? How's it feel?
It feels good.
Doesn't
it,
dude?
Needs to lose a few pounds, but
why we got the Hard Work Works app.
That's
Hard
right.
Work Works app, if I can speak English. I've got to lose some, too. That's why I had to get one an extra size up, just so I can make sure I didn't look like I was shrink-wrapped.
But it
looks good,
sleeves feel
dude.
Nice. Like, I'm already like warming up a little. Like
it looks right, man.
It's
the perfect time of year, dude. It's the perfect.
Man.
It actually like 7:57. We feel like it's winter outside tonight,
which is nice.
It's perfect,
rare.
Right? It doesn't, you know, which means tomorrow will feel like fucking 84 again.
Yes.
So and then we're all gonna be sick. But in the meantime, we look awesome in new sweaters, especially yours, dude.
Oh my God,
that thing is awesome. Seeing that crest like up close and personal. That is an elite logo, dude.
Again, kind of like with the Blues sweater. Like, you don't realize, because you see it on TV, you see pictures of it, and it's like, man, that's great. I used to have hockey cards. Like,
yes, dude.
I had a hockey hat. So I've seen this thing God knows how many times.
Yep.
But never like this.
Held it in person.
And never this close.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And now you can fucking wear it whenever. That's the cool thing, man. That's the cool thing is being able to, you know what, man? Wake up in the morning, I'm going to throw on the sweater today.
It's Marty today.
Yeah, dude. And you fucking wear it around the house.
Yeah.
You can wear it out and everybody knows what's up. That's the cool thing about gear, man.
It is.
You can just wear it around the house and just chill and watch a game and it fits.
Wear your fandom.
Yeah, dude. You wear it out in public. People ask questions about it, you know. Or, I mean, maybe not so much in Virginia ask questions about the New Jersey Devils.
Maybe
but
not.
God, that thing looks good, man.
I'm so effing happy. Like, again, just last week we did gifts for gear freaks.
Yep.
Now, granted, I bought this myself.
Yes, yes. Treat yourself.
If you can hear the excitement.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah.
Like, imagine.
It makes me happy to see you so happy, dude. It does.
Imagine giving somebody that.
Right. Right.
Like,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
There are gear freaks in your life that will react that way if you get them the right gear.
That's it. Exactly. Exactly. Because, dude, that thing.
Oh,
that,
yes!
The next go round, I am
damn, Liv.
Absolutely getting. I'm getting. I'm not trying to rhyme bite your Marty sweater. I will never wear it like here in disrespect. But I love that, man. It looks so damn good.
Again, like the little touches, like the way the numbers are here, like,
mm-hmm.
And the nameplate on the back with the nameplate is red.
Yeah,
so
dude.
It like is it's the in
name,
the sweater.
Yeah, it just blends in. It's not like the Flyers where I'm not going to get off on my team here because that's not what we're going to do. But the Flyers nameplates bother me, and I'll just leave it at that. Can we not make it so obvious that it's a nameplate, for fuck's sake? That looks like the Brodeur was put right on the jersey. I love the inside of the green collar.
Yeah.
The cool thing about these two is that I always forget is that they have, if I could turn it around here on the Tarasenko, they've got the fight straps on them.
Yeah.
Like, this is the shit that's supposed to hook to the pads, whatever, when hockey players fight, they pull the jersey overhead. That's supposed to keep them attached. And I was like, yo, that's so cool. You know, it feels weird sometimes if you sit in a certain way after you've had one or two. You're like, the fuck?
What's
going on back here? You know, oh, okay. But yeah, dude, that thing is exquisite.
I'm unbelievably happy.
You should be, man.
I can't wait till the frowny face comes from my wife. What have you done? Oh, I paid for this like a month and a half ago.
Yeah,
so don't worry about it.
I actually forgot I even paid for it. And now it's like Christmas all over again, literally.
Oh, God. And there's one more.
You still have another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that my excitement will reach that level because this is Marty.
It is. If I would have thought about it, I would have, because see, I had these in a big ass bag coming home from work. I'm like, I'm not going to carry five. They were all individually wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I carry them all the way, because it's a walk from the warehouse to the car, to the parking lot.
Right.
And I'm like, man, I don't want to take the risk of, and it was windy as hell today.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And I work on base by the water where it's windier. So I'm like, okay, let me just put them. There's trash bags all around the warehouse, the clear ones. So I just put them on a clear one, rolled it up real tight, took all the air out of it and tied it up and just like walked out with a sack, you know?
A regular Santa.
Yeah, dude, like Santa Claus. And I got home and I opened it because I wanted to put on the Carlson. And I went, oh, man, what am I going to put them in now to bring them over to Justin? And so we have these little dinky smaller trash bags. And I wish I would have thought to put Brodeur on the bottom.
No worries.
I wish I would have. Now that
now
I think
I got
about
one
it.
For the rest of the episode.
Exactly. So now you have longer to wear it.
Yeah.
Are you ready for
let's
the
do it.
For
let's,
the other reveal?
Let's go.
Okay,
with the other
so
one.
This one. Before I grab it,
I'll tell you all this. It's a Gretzky from his days with the Oilers, and I came up. It was one that I came up with early that I couldn't pass up on. It's
can't not go great one, dude.
And, you know, I kept coming past it, and I kept trying to talk myself out of it. Edmonton is in my top 10 of gear.
Yes.
And it's the great one. I mean, where's the loss there?
Check it. You can't go wrong.
So, like, it became clear it was going to be Marty and Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
And then the quest was, does anything else stand up to that level for my first two?
Right.
Ultimately, I decided no.
Yeah.
So let's find out.
It was the right call, dude. It was the right call, and I'm going to hand it to you under the table now. Do you got it? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, already seeing that green.
That one was the one I told, like, when...
Right there.
Yes. That's how they were sitting, and that was the one that a couple people walked by that don't even... I'm sure they know who Wayne Gretzky is, mm-hmm. but, you know, it was like, oh, you guys got jerseys and blah, blah, blah. You know, that was the one that was like, yo... That shit looks good.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it does. Ooh. It does. And then, yeah, you flip it around, you see that 99,
ooh,
dude. That you could not have gone with a better... As a Devs fan, Marty's the way you go. And if you're going to get another hockey sweater, why not go with 99? And if you're going to go with 99, I mean, it's... I'm curious as hell to see
this
logo. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Holy shit. That is...
Got me a C.
You got the... Yep. Oh, my God, dude. That is legit, man.
So this doesn't have the sentiment of Marty?
Of course, right.
But...
That is... That's icon, dude. That's icon. You know, not... And Marty is as well.
Literally. Heroes
of hockey. Yep.
Oh my god, man.
Hell yeah.
You want to take a good look?
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
That thing is amazing. Hell yeah.
We both kind of dipped into Gretzky's closet.
Yeah, we did. Well, it's funny because I also see the Edmonton one. The Edmonton one is absolutely the right. God, that logo looks so good, dude.
It looks great.
God, it looks good. Why did they ever go to the primary orange jerseys and not blue?
I don't know, man.
You know, like, they're not even terrible, but I think you got to go with the blue and the orange on the sleeves. Because look at these numbers.
Look how good it is.
Look at the numbers, dude.
Everything about that is incredible.
The tail stripe, man, just
the logo looks just top notch. Again, the C, the stripes.
It's even got the CCM down there like mm-hmm. they used to back in the day. That is, damn, that looks good. I don't want to try to fold it too much because I don't want to fold the logo up, but holy shit, dude. That was one of the things I was most curious about with yours. I was like, okay, when Justin pulls these suckers out, I want to see the logos. Like, I know what they look like, right, of course, but like you said, man, there's something about just that first time you take a fresh sweater out or a fresh jersey out, whatever sport it may be, and you look at it for the first time, top to bottom. It's just, I don't know, it's a feeling that hits you, man. It's a feeling that hits you.
How the heck did they do that?
Dude, I have no clue. That's why I just threw mine in the bag. I'm like, I'll figure it out later. They're going on hangers when I get home. I'm not. Because if I try to fold them like that, it's going to end up looking like origami. And, you know, I don't want to mess up the sweaters. But, dude, that is. Those are as two good calls. Because, see, now the good thing is that the smart move. Because now whenever the time comes that we put in another order, which can be any time if we're able to reach 20, which after taxes, your boy might get us halfway there if those reverse retros are up there.
Listeners, join the Discord.
Maybe, if you join the Discord, maybe
we can hook you up.
Maybe we'll get you the hookup. You know, hit us up at GearFreaksPod on Twitter and IG. We'll give you the info. And you can have Christmas and treat yourself too. But the good thing is you've got, like, these ones are out of the way for you now. And I don't mean that as like, put them aside, whatever the fuck. But you check the box of getting your devil sweater. Mm-hmm. You've got that. You can never fucking go wrong with a Gretzky.
Nah.
Ever. And that is, I had the Kings in my top 10.
Right.
The Gretzky era Kings. So I'm partial just purely aesthetically to those, but that's the Gretzky to have.
Yeah, dude.
That being said, yeah, like that's the one you got to get if you're, you know, just being impartial, honestly. That's the one you get is the Blue Oilers one. That's the iconic one.
Yeah.
Dude, he won four cups in that motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? That's the one. So now you can go wherever.
Yeah, dude. I can.
For the next time, you can go white dev sweater if you want to. You know, if you want to have both, or you can go Deeks. You can wherever.
Yeah, Deeks wherever. Was one that almost.
Yes,
that was like way up there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it. I'm hoping. See, now the new obsession is going to be. Because I have the website bookmarked, because of course you do.
Right.
You know? And now that it's like, well, yeah, no, you know, I talked to him, and he said they'd be up there, because I had him. I was like, well, do you know if they're going to have these? He was like, well, I'll ask about the reverse retro. I was like, yeah, man, cool. And he came in today. He was like, he said they should have them up there. My buddy told me, and I was like, okay. And that's why I pulled it out, and I kind of refreshed it, and I saw the new NBA, like a newer NBA. I was like, okay. So they update them.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. I see you, motherfuckers. I see
coming
you.
For my money.
You put those reverse retros up there and just take my money. Take it all.
Here's my bank account information. You may have it.
Just, yeah, routing number and all. Just keep them coming.
Dude,
keep them coming.
We are both rocking sweaters right now. New sweaters.
Yeah, dude. It feels so good, dude.
New sweater day.
It feels right. It's sweater day. And it feels good to be able to be this time of year again.
Yeah.
Because it's like you always want to wear, And it's tough around here, man. Like, it's not like being in, like, Vermont, Maine, Minnesota, or wherever.
Where they have actual winters.
Right, wherever fucking cold is.
Yeah.
It's not around here in Hampton Roads, so you really don't get to bust out a sweater unless you want to have the meat sweats until, like, I mean, until now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And even then, we're still going to work in some lukewarm days.
Yeah.
So this is like one of those deals. This is that time of year where you do the check the weather thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You become, once you get north of 30 and these are things you do, you know, like, okay, Saturday it's going to be, I don't know for sure, but like, oh, it's going to be a high of 42 Saturday. I can wear my sweater.
That's a sweater day.
Yeah, dude. Like I can go outside and have a heater and it feels good.
Yeah.
Like, ah,
I got to tell you, like, after this experience, like, I'm high. First of all, sweaters, this is going to be bad for me.
It's man, it is.
This is like an incredible way to start,
uh-huh.
But this is going to be bad for me.
Yes, you will not just have too soon.
Yeah, I guarantee you within the next few months, whenever the next go is,
yeah,
I will probably at least double.
Oh,
at least.
For sure.
But it's already got me thinking about basketball. I know we've talked ad nauseum about not being able to rock basketball, which is the real hard decision.
Yep.
But hopefully next week we're going to be talking about the NBA City Editions.
Yes.
And there's a City Edition that I want really bad.
Yeah, dude.
There's two City Editions that I want really bad. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about those next week. But
So it's funny you say about the NBA, because when I was perusing earlier and I was going to send this to you, and I was like, oh, I'm going to see him tonight anyway. In terms of sending each other the screen grabs, I mean,
aww,
the Vancouver Grizzlies, John, yeah, Morant, I was like, okay, I came across it and I'm like, just in case. I'm like, cause I'm not saying I would in public, but if I'm just hanging around the house,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
the good thing is
the wife knows I'm not an Adonis. Who am I kidding? You know,
the good thing is, and you know, without revealing too much information, these didn't break the bank.
Yes. Yes.
Budget friendly. And I was able to get two like really like, mm-hmm, big check marks.
Yes. Yes.
Huge check marks.
The check marks to have.
Man, now I'm fired up. Like, hockey, yeah, needs to not blow it.
Dude.
I think this is where we need to go to close the episode.
Yes.
Because hockey might blow it.
Of course, it's what they do.
We now have a new sweater day today.
Yep.
We had reverse retro sweaters a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
All moving positive.
Yes.
A great playoffs.
Right.
Great bubble.
No positive tests for COVID.
You know, my team didn't do well, but like hockey in general was good. I don't care about I didn't care about who won the cup.
Oh, I didn't either.
Like, the teams that were there made me go, eh, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
But it was still overall a positive,
yeah,
for,
dude,
the NHL.
Yes.
At a time where, like, NFL seems to be taking hit after hit after hit. Denver,
right,
had zero quarterbacks available yesterday.
Right, right. I know, dude.
Zero.
They've moved Baltimore and Pittsburgh so many times.
Wednesday, tomorrow afternoon.
At 3:45, I think. The hell,
Wednesday,
man,
afternoon football. Okay.
People would be dying for a sport that in hockey does this, man. They have, anytime they have positive momentum, they fuck themselves in the ass with a lockout.
Yep.
Because the players' association and the owners just can't agree on shit. And it's like, man, I get it, but
yeah. But it's not like the NBA or NFL where there's like big money coming in. I mean,
right,
it's hockey, so it's still big money.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like holy hell money.
Right. The highest paid player in the NHL, and I believe now it is, I'm not sure offhand, it was Mitch Marner for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He was making about $16 million a year.
Which is a lot, but like,
damn lot of money, but right,
compared to every other league.
That's what, yeah, like, that's what a tight end makes in the,
yeah,
NFL,
yeah,
you know?
Come on.
So, like, come on now. I mean, let's not, like, you're not going to get shit if you don't play.
Yeah.
I would think, I don't know, but it's like, man, clear, like, Don't do this to yourself. You guys
don't do this to us.
Right. We need hockey, man. This is a perfect opportunity also for people that like COVID, man. When they had the bubble going on, Edmonton to Toronto, they had the hubs for the East and the West. There was nothing else going on at the time, really. I mean, you had the NBA, too, which is where most people lean, you know? But when you have, like, nothing else going on, you have that, like, that's the climate that's going on. Like, man, if you put anything out in front of the country, they're going to watch.
Yeah.
So you should do anything you can to capitalize on that shit. And it's just... The NHL's dumb, man, marketing-wise. Like, the only time... This shit drives me nuts. The only time you will ever see a commercial or like a promo, an advertisement for a hockey game coming up is during a hockey game. It's like, you've already got me. I'm already here.
Yeah.
You need to do this shit during like Sunday night and Monday night football or the 4:25 primetime game on Fox or whatever.
Or the 3:45 afternoon game.
Right. Whenever the hell we're going to have these random COVID-infested NFL games, do it then.
Yeah.
Don't do it during hockey. We're already here.
Hey, we need a hockey fan to watch hockey.
By the way, here's this game you already knew about. We hope to see you there. You know, like, yeah, we're going to be. But what about the others?
But it is insane to think about. Like, the reverse retro drop was perfect.
It was, dude.
Everything about it was just perfect. Like, it was well timed. Yes. It was well marketed. The league was all in on it together. Everybody waited.
Everybody's dropped at once.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
And it was well received.
Yep.
The Whale and the Deeks have people talking. They have people like me really angry. How dare you?
Right, you bastards.
But I mean, I'm fired up for hockey.
Yes.
Between reverse retro and this.
Yeah, dude.
And now I might not get it.
Right. Now it's just like, oh, man, another one? Why? Why?
It's happened a lot in hockey.
It has happened twice since 2000.
That's not good.
It is crippling.
Yeah.
Man, they were on, I still remember, you know, we're both old enough where we can remember, like, hockey used to be on major.
Yeah.
ESPN, National Hockey Night, dude, Wednesday Night Hockey. Now they're tucked away on, it was, for a while it was called the Versus Channel.
Oh, yeah.
And that became like a channel that showed, I think, like, just hunting for whatever reason. I don't know why you'd want to watch people hunt on TV. I feel like if you're somebody that's into that, you typically get up at 3 a.m.
Go hunting.
And just put coyote piss on your own boots and go get in a tree stand and eat beef jerky and whatever the fuck you do.
Yeah.
I feel like you're probably not going to watch it at home at 7:30 in the evening.
Who watches hunting? That's so weird.
Right. I'm not deer antlers on the wall guy, so I don't know. But like, okay, that's what we're having to, the NHL's having to struggle with that. You know, we're pulling a hockey game off for professional bull riding. Come on now. And then they go to NBC Sports, and NBC gets behind them a little bit, but they're not behind them enough to where, like, you'll see after, you know, after football season or whatever, they'll throw a game on or two on Sunday at like 1 o'clock. You get the matinee game. Hey, come watch the Blackhawks and the Capitals or whatever. And then, you know, that's it. Mm. It's like, this is why, man. This is why.
Yeah.
Like, hockey is actually, and I've always said this, man, like, it's the most for everybody. That's the big water cooler thing, the hot take everywhere is, oh, these athletes make too much fucking money. And in many cases, yeah, that's not inaccurate. But you have in hockey players the most down-to-earth, for the most part, most down-to-earth, like, fan-friendly, very, like, community-oriented, very down-to-earth guys that make by far the least of any of the four major sports. You got dudes in the NHL making under $1 million a year. Now, I would do disturbing things for $900,000 a year.
Yeah.
I'm not a professional hockey player, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, that's, like...
In the landscape.
Yeah, man. If they could make them more relatable, more accessible to the media... Hey, get out there. Let people see you. People might come and fucking watch. Because, I mean...
Is it... I didn't mean for this to get into this.
But, I know, right? I mean, now I'm on hockey high horse.
But, yeah, I mean, new sweater day is bringing out the hockey in us.
Yes.
Like, is it because you know, we got the Gretzky sweater here. We don't have a Gretzky. Like, for a while, it felt like they were trying to push Crosby as
and they were. But see, it I think there's every bit the time. The game's different than it was when Gretzky and you had Mario Lemieux and guys like that playing. The game's different now.
Right.
You know, so it's just, it's fundamentally different. You don't have two-line passing anymore. You got hybrid icing. But you've got Crosby, and I'm a Flyers fan, but he exists. You know, Ovechkin, man, Austin Matthews for the Maple Leafs. You know, Mitch Marner, Connor McDavid for Edmonton, Patrick Laine for Winnipeg. There's a ton of Leon Draisaitl for Edmonton. There's a bunch of young talent in the league. Like, there's a shit ton of talent in the NHL. It's just they don't know how to market. And the things they do, what drives me nuts is the things they do that they actually put, like, effort into, they knock out of the fucking park. The Winter Classic is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They've gotten up to doing, like, the Stadium Series and the Heritage Classics every year, the outdoor hockey games. Those are fucking phenomenal. They, even a couple months ago in the NHL draft, right before Alex Trebek died, they had him announce one of the first round picks for the Ottawa Senators. I guess he went to college in Ottawa or something like that. I did not know that, but they didn't announce it. Like, I'm a hockey fan, and I'm watching the draft, and Ottawa picked, I believe, third. I think it was either second or third. I can't remember. And they had, okay, so here's the Ottawa Senators' first pick, and here to make it is Alex Trebek. And I'm like, oh shit,
yeah, cool.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe the people that watch Jeopardy would, maybe they would, you know, fucking turn. If you go, hey, by the way, we're gonna have Alex Trebek announced. Like, why is that a surprise to somebody that pays attention to this shit?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's just there's piss poor marketing, man. They only market to, like, within their echo chamber. It's the weirdest fucking thing. You can turn on any TV. You can turn on, like, shit our kids would watch, or, you know, like a program us and our wives would watch together. You see a promo for Thursday Night Football or whatever. Mm-hmm. They are fucking everywhere. They're inundating you with that shit. Hockey just goes, oh, what, you know, we've got, like, yeah, your fan base is loyal and devoted, and you have, like, a cult-like following, but, like, shouldn't you want more, man?
And the thing is, there's spokespeople out there.
Yeah.
I'm a huge wrestling fan. CM Punk is a major Chicago Blackhawks fan.
Yes.
But even more so, just hockey.
Right.
Like, he will take good hockey over anything.
Dude.
And he's constantly tweeting about hockey.
Yes.
And, I mean, they've had him at Blackhawks games, and, you know, he does stuff with hockey. But, like, I feel like that the league hasn't gone, hey, here's this guy that loves hockey.
Embrace him, right?
And I mean, that doesn't even get into, like, you know, Miro. He's a Preds fan.
Yep.
Eric Young, I think, also a Preds fan. Beth Phoenix is a Buffalo Sabres fan.
Right.
Brody Lee also. Edge and Christian are huge hockey marks. Christian loves the Lightning because he lives in Tampa. I mean,
right.
I think technically he's a Leafs fan, but we'll forgive him.
But still, right.
Edge, a Devs fan.
Hell yeah, dude.
I just feel like a marriage between hockey and wrestling,
it'd be
specifically
perfect, dude.
WWE.
It would be perfect. Why not? They had the Goon back in the day too, you know? And they do such a bad job of embracing anything. That's what I was going to say. Like, Nashville, the hockey will have these weird, like, phenomenons that just, like, flash in the pan. Like, remember a couple years ago when Nashville made it to the Stanley Cup against Pittsburgh, and they became Smashville, and you had Keith Urban, I think it was, which I'd fuck that guy. I don't know if it was Faith Hill, whatever. Carrie Underwood was there because she's married. There was, I don't know if she still is, Mike Fisher, who played for the Predators at the time. So there was, like, this big groundswell of, like, yo, the Preds are, like, the hip team now.
Yeah.
And, like, that was, like, they were leading SportsCenter and shit. But then after the Cup was over and Nashville lost, which that kind of sucked. Maybe if they won, there'd be a little whatever. I mean, again, the Blues last year, too, though.
Yeah.
With you know, and that was a great story. You had drunk-ass Brett Hull out there singing Gloria, and it was one of the coolest things you've ever seen. Like, why not, like, embrace any of that? Like, it happens, and then it just, it dies.
Yeah.
You know, even the couple years ago, the Caps, when they won the Stanley Cup, Ovechkin was going all around the world with Stanley Cup, getting fucked up. And, you know, it. I hate the Caps, story. And I don't like it. But, yeah, I was like, man, this is cool. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's going around partying with, you know, Russian people, just, like, regular dudes getting, like, man, show that. Show a spotlight on, like, hey, here's, like, arguably our biggest star, and he's being, like, he's relatable as fuck.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to go on NHL.com when we go off here, and I'm going to see if there's jobs available in marketing.
Dude, Corey. I'm telling you, we need to.
Hire your gear freaks.
Yes, exactly,
I'm
dude.
Just saying.
And we will do whatever you're paying whoever your PR people are now. You know, we'll even save you a couple dollars, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know? We just want money to buy new sweaters.
You're going to get the money from us anyway.
That's
like,
it, man. It's all cyclical.
Pay us in sweaters and a little extra.
Yeah, yeah, man. I just want to be able to, you know, eat a little bit and pay my bills and stuff. Help us help you, NHL, Gary Bettman.
I also want to tag on here, Renee Paquette. We'd love to have you on the show.
Talk Vegas Nights with us.
If you're listening to this, tag her somewhere on Instagram and tag those sons of bitches, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Those
continue
fuckers, dude.
To duck us.
They don't want any smoke, dude.
This
they
disrespect
don't.
Will not stand.
We're going to get passports if we have to.
It's going
to
get ugly.
We're going to get passports. We're going to Manitoba. We're going to Manitoba. We're going to let them know what's up.
Knock on their door and be like, hey, look, I'm going to bring the mobile gear.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to record right up on the spot.
Damn right,
why
dude.
Is there so much gold?
This gold, though, what is it? Does somebody here go to the University of Washington?
What is happening? Why?
And why of all, why call yourself the Blue Bombers?
I think even if they're just the Bombers, I think I can
it's
accept
fine,
the gold.
It's fine, right.
Like, it's not great, but I can accept it.
Yeah, but it's like you can't, man. You can't.
You're the Blue Bombers.
You don't put a color in your name if you're going to go, oh, no, let's take that one.
What is happening?
Why?
Blue and gold. Not a good look.
They
okay,
Phantoms. fucking Phoebus High. They don't mesh. They don't mesh. And why not you have the Winnipeg Jets right there in your city?
Yeah.
Just borrow from them.
Just copy. Like, just straight up copy.
Yeah, you see any gold going on there
There's
with
no
the Jets?
Gold.
Nope, not a lot.
Why
None,
why
exactly.
Not, why not go gunmetal?
And what? Right! Right!
Right.
Like the Winnipeg, like the Jets reverse retros. I'm so mad I'm spitting on the mic over here. I know, dude. I feel like we're Jim Cornette and they're Vince Russo, or vice versa. Although I don't want to be Russo.
I don't really want to be Russo
in
either.
That
I mean,
situation.
He definitely changed the business, but like he's also Vince Russo.
Right. Right.
Bro.
Well, bro.
Oh, God.
The fucking Blue Bombers.
The
Somebody
Blue Bombers.
Needs to tag them. Tag them if you're listening. Tag them. Harass them with us. Let's get them on. Somebody from PR.
Hashtag do the show.
Yes. Yes. Inundate them. Even better if you live in Canada. Like,
yeah.
It, you know, I don't want to put those vibes out there. But, yeah, if you live in Canada, give us a hockey assist. Let's put it that way.
Let's do it. Let's get this.
Give us a hockey assist, won't you, eh?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, we've done it. We've done it again. New sweater day, and we've destroyed the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yes. Check, check, check. Our jobs are done.
I feel good, though.
Yeah,
and
man.
You can feel good by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the club. It gets you greater access on Discord, first of all.
Yep.
It also gives you all the Oh Hi Justin pods before the rest of the world.
Boom.
Just saying, like that in and of itself, you get a daily pod from me. Again, this is all included for $1
a
month.
That's it.
Just, you know, helps me move towards my goal of insanity that is Justin Fest, a full day of me.
Damn right. Damn right.
I'm stupid. But so that's one way you can support. You can also rate, subscribe, comment on any of the podcast platforms. We're available on all of them. My favorite way is telling somebody, though.
Spread the word.
Word of mouth is still like the best way. So if you enjoy this show, tell somebody that you do.
Damn right. And get in the Discord and listen with us live. And we might be nice. We might be kind in return and extend the olive branch of the sweater hookup.
I'm just saying.
It's possible.
I'm just saying. Like,
it's possible. I'm not trying to bribe anybody, but I'm just saying, help us help you.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just saying.
That's simple.
Sweater hookup could be yours. All you have to do is click a link chat with us. Yeah. Chat here with us.
Yeah, and have a Cash App or a PayPal or something as well. Yeah, like, we're not going to pay for your shit.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to pay, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll hook it up. We'll hook it up. We might even, you know, might even be able to come on if you're part of the purchase and talk sweater with us.
Seriously. Like, yeah. You
know, send us pictures of your gear in the Discord. That's what we're here for.
That is
all
precisely.
Gear. That's exactly what we want.
Yes. So we've done it. Oh, yeah. I guess maybe I should tell people where they can contact us as well. At Gear Freaks Pod on the Instagram and Twitter as well. And like we mentioned, the Discord is the place to be.
Damn right.
Corey, it's new sweater day. Suckers!